Today on the Travel Guys.
In the Labor Day travel news, relations between management and flight crews at Southwest Airlines is getting better, and we explain why that's important to Southwest flyers. Plus, why fall promotions from major hotel chains for business travelers are mostly yawners.
Steve LaRose is here at 3:20 to tell us what's going on in and around Sacramento.
Clayton Whitehead stops by at 3:35 with information on a new tour he's heading up. Tom, see if this doesn't sound interesting. It's about staying in castles in Ireland.
No, that sounds very cool. Quinn Duncan rounds out the cast for that 3:50 this afternoon and explains why sometimes you buy your air tickets in groups and sometimes you buy them separately.
A happy Labor Day weekend to all those of you out there who do just that. We aren't much about labor here. We are about making you a smarter traveler and having a little fun. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys on KFBK. It's a fabulous Labor Day weekend. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman across the way. Clayton Whitehead out in the hall. The infamous Steve LaRosa. We've got quite a cast today.
We do. We have John Kanan here shooting video of us. And for our tour preview day event for Sports Leisure Vacations, it is really, it's old home week here. We have almost more people than we have microphones, headsets. Welcome, Mr. Romano.
Welcome. We need at least 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to management about that.
You've been on the road, as always. I know that you're here live in studio this week.
But I have.
I asked you right before we went on the air, let's see, you know, where were you during this week? And I'm a little amazed that in a short period of time, you got so much done. Tell me where you've been.
I flew out to Cape Cod Wednesday morning, out to Boston, and got over to Provincetown on Thursday morning. We're producing a lot of videos of tours and things like that. So we were able on Thursday and Friday. I did a live report on the radio on Friday morning from Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Amy and Dan for having me on. I really appreciate that. And then we went to Nantucket and kept right on filming our video stuff. And Saturday morning, I got on a plane and flew back home. So here I am. I'm a travel guy, so that's
right.
What I'm supposed to do, I think.
And the video that you were shooting, when can people and where can people spot that?
Well, that's going to make its debut in a couple weeks at our Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day. But we're trying to document more of our most popular destinations on video because we go we stay in nice hotels, we eat in great restaurants, we go to cool, we do neat things, and so we're trying to be able to document that so folks can see it in hopes of enticing them to travel with us more often. So the weather is kind of about to crap out on those poor people on Cape Cod right now, but the hurricane, the tropical storm is heading up the coast there, and they're it's not going to hit them as bad as it was supposed to, but it's kind of a lousy end to the Labor Day weekend. But it was fun to go. It's always fun to go to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket because the people who go there, there are two kinds of people who go to those places. The day trippers, who are people like you and I, who go to see it for the day. And then there's the people who go there to vacation there for a week or 12 weeks, or, you know, they spend their summers there because they can afford to.
Right. So, you know, basically there's the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what it is there. But it's if you're not one of the haves and you lean more towards the have-not side of the ledger, why then it's enjoyable to go and just watch those folks in their environment. You know, the president vacationed on, people ask you, what's the difference between Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket? The president vacations on Martha's Vineyard and the vice president vacations on Nantucket. I will tell you, though, if you're going to those two places, Nantucket is the far friendlier and far better experience. If you are a tourist, Martha's Vineyard has the name and the attitude. Martha in Nantucket has little better pricing sometimes and just a little less attitude and is a much more enjoyable experience. And that is just one man's opinion.
And there you go. And Martha's Vineyard is not a winery up near Placerville.
No, it is not.
I looked and it wasn't there. I got to take a moment and wish my bride a happy anniversary.
Again.
Yes, we did. We got married again back in July. We celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary then and today. Steve LaRosa was there, so I have somebody in the building that can,
40
can
years
validate
woman
that
has,
it actually happened.
This woman stuck with you for 40 years.
You know, that is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Is there some kind of a medal that we could pin on her or something like that?
Absolutely. She deserves one.
She does. She's taking good care of you, though. It's nice to have somebody that, that looks after you and stuff like that. So she's certainly deserving. 40 years. Congratulations,
you bet, my friend. Yes, thank you. I love you, Stephanie. Okay, let's see. It's time for some travel news. Mark, what you got?
Well, let's see here. All kinds of stuff. We mentioned in the headlines about Southwest Airlines, and the reason this is important is because Southwest and their Tom and their flight crews, their flight attendants, their pilots, their ground crews, they've always gotten along. They've always been well paid, and there's never been any trials and tribulations, and everything has always gone well for them. Well, over the last few months, the pilots were picketing in Dallas, and there was all of this stuff that Southwest isn't used to. And so now comes word that they have reached an agreement in principle with their pilots union. So that means that it's they've done this once before and it didn't work out. The union didn't vote to accept the agreement, but it looks like that this is one they will agree to. And Southwest says that they expect their flight attendants. See, what's been happening is the airlines, Tom, have been making a lot of money for the last few years. And now the people who work at the airlines, they would like to have some of it. Imagine that.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Well, they say, look, you're charging these people $200 to change an airline ticket, although not at Southwest, and $25 for a baggage check baggage, although not at Southwest. But you see a trend there.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're saying is you all are making a lot of money, and so it's time for you to share that with us. And what Southwest is saying is, okay, we can figure out a way to do that. So it's good for travelers because labor disputes are never good for us.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Never, ever, ever. Okay, some other things that happened in the airline news this week. One day, two new airline presidents, one mystery. The guy who works for American Airlines goes over to work for United Airlines, Scott Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves American Airlines. He's hired at United the next day as a president, which is a title that United Airlines doesn't even have. They create a position for him. And so United kind of says, puffs out their chest and says, well, you know, we took somebody from the competition. And American says, well, you can have him because we let him go. So there's kind of two different stories. But anyway, United Airlines has picked up somebody from American. And if you were a United stockholder that day, the stock went up about 10%. So at least the people on the street thought that that was a good deal for United Airlines. Speaking of United, they have a fare sale going on right now until September the... Wait a minute. It's right here somewhere. September the 4th, that's today it ends. And Delta has a new plan to push to reduce delayed luggage. So they are thinking about putting a chip onto your bag. And that's kind of a cool idea, I think. So maybe fewer lost luggage. Thomas, Burning Man is upon us, and we didn't have a story. We didn't have anybody on.
Well, you know what? I thought maybe we were burnt out on the Burning Man guest thing. Yep. You can go back to the podcast from a year ago. We did a great interview with a gal. It was a friend of Joe Michaels, one of our news guys. She's an executive or something in San Francisco.
And she was great.
She was.
And before that, we had the guy who used to work here at
BK. Phil Cowan was on a couple of times, Burning Man guy.
So maybe we'll track somebody down next week to get a summary of what happened.
I think what we ought to do is following Burning Man is always the Reno barbecue at Carson City.
Well, they're having the rib cook-off is going on at the Nugget.
Right.
And you remember last year that she told us how they set up portable showers for the people who come in from Burning Man so that they can shower before they join the rib cook-off.
That's the interview we need for next week. Is to the after the Burning Man fact.
Speaking of ribs and things you love to eat, we missed yesterday was International Bacon Day. How could you have let that one get by?
Well, I didn't get past me. BLTs yesterday, my friend.
The San Diego had a bacon fest. There's a great bacon picnic in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is a neighborhood in Brooklyn. The Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival in Des Moines.
Sure.
My goodness.
Well, bacon. You know, there's bacon for every day.
Good people put bacon on maple donuts now.
Yes,
and I
they
just
do.
Want to tell you that I used to think that was incredibly weird.
Yeah.
But a piece of bacon or little pieces of bacon on a maple donut is probably about one of life's great pleasures.
Yeah, well, Clayton Whitehead, who comes from Bacon County, by the way.
Close to that. I got to weigh in for a moment. I had a belated birthday luncheon today after church, and I won't name the restaurant, but it is a celebrated new waffle restaurant in Natomas, and they have bacon key lime pie on the menu.
Bacon key lime pie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, that is a combination of two flavors that I've never heard, but they are flavors that both make my heart go pitty-patter.
There you go.
So I think I could work with those two, bacon and key lime pie.
Well, maybe for your birthday, Mr. Mark.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, it'd make my heart stop.
I also mentioned in the headlines that the new hotel promotions for the fall are kind of, yawners. Hyatt, Marriott, basically, here's the deal, Tom. The reason the hotel... You can tell when the economy is doing well and when it's not by the hotel promotions in the fall, because it's a soft time for hotel stays to start with. It's a soft time for vacation travelers.
Right.
So there are a lot of rooms available and there are not as many butts to put in the beds. And so usually when things are not going well, the hotels will offer frequent travelers a real incentive to get into those hotel rooms in the fall, but they're not. So that would be your clue as to the fact that hotel bookings, you know, they say Airbnb is going to kill the hotel business. Well, I've been all over the country, and I just want to tell you that it hasn't killed anybody this summer, at least during the tourism season. If you're in the tourism business this summer and you're not making money, you might want to reassess what you're doing because you're probably doing something wrong. Anyway, that's the travel news for today. And I wanted to just mention here on our website at travelguysradio.com, our friend Chris Elliott has some really cool things, and I put them up there. Help our timeshare charge us $700 after changing our presentation date. You know, you agree to go at a certain day at a certain time, and they put you up for 3 nights, and then they change the time and the date on these folks at the last minute, and then they want to charge them for their hotel room. So they went to Chris Elliott and asked him for some help. The link on the story is there. A link to a story about travel hacks that don't work, a story that Chris posted this week, and another one about how hotels are happy to accommodate their guest requests up to a point. TravelGuysRadio.com, three great things from our friend Chris Elliott.
Well, there you go. Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys, and coming up, get ready to cue up the music. Get ready to cue up the sound effects. Steve LaRosa joins us again for another What's Going On. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman, Clayton Whitehead across from me. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for... What's going on? What's going on, my friend? And Steve LaRosa joins us once again. This is, I think this is our fourth What's Going On, if I'm not mistaken.
Tom, by my... counting, I have no idea.
Anyway, every periodically, I don't know, it's like every few months, we bring Steve LaRosa in to update us on what's going on in the Sacramento area, here in town and nearby. So, Steve, thanks for joining us. How have you been?
I've been great. And let's get this thing going because I know we have limited time. We are heading out to Grass Valley. For the exciting Family Fun Day, you guys, featuring, have you ever seen this guy, the amazing Bubble Man?
Not like the Burning Man.
The Burning Man, the Bubble Man.
The Bubble Man. No, I don't think I have. How about you, Mark?
I haven't heard of it.
This guy's amazing. He does a whole show. He's on YouTube. He does a whole show where he does all kinds of things with bubbles, or he makes these huge bubbles. He'll climb into them. He'll blow smoke in them. He'll do all these psychedelic things with bubbles. It's really, I mean, I'm not describing it well.
These are like soap bubbles we're talking about here, aren't they?
You know, like with the big
soap bubbles,
like
yeah.
tennis racket size.
Cool.
And also appearing with him at the Center for the Arts is the Air Aligned Aerial Dance Group. Fellas, anything?
I don't know.
You know, okay, you know those guys that hang from the drapes and then spin upside down and do all that thing?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now. The guys that are, I know what you're talking
sure,
about.
Sure.
Yes. So he has no idea. But
when
you
said hang from the drapes, I'm just, you know, I had a cat that used to do that.
Exactly.
First thing that came to mind.
It's similar. Yeah, that's a similar type of thing.
But I get it. Mark did a visual for me
there.
Okay,
so this is the Bubble Man and these hair hanging guys that are hanging from your drapes and what else?
That's it's Family Fun Day, and it's free, and it's Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 10th, from 11 to 4 at the Center for the Arts.
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
Now, I think we're going to head back to Sacramento. Short but sweet.
Okay.
We're back.
We must have come down.
We had a car to go up, but we have to take the horse home.
We must have come down historic Highway 49. It's at the Torch Club on the 9th. This coming Friday is the Merle Jagger instrumental. It's Merle Jagger, and it's an instrumental country trio.
The Merle Jagger, not the Mick Jagger.
I guess.
The Merle Haggard.
Exactly.
Okay.
See,
the Merle Jagger. Okay, got it.
But what makes it better? Opening for Merle Jagger.
Yep.
The Midtown Creepers.
Oh my gosh, the blues band, right?
I know them like the back of my hand.
Yep. So that's going to be at the Torch Club, which is 15th and I, and tickets at the door.
That's Friday night.
Thank you. And next stop, just around the corner. Well, actually, it was a much shorter drive than that, but but thank you. This one's going to be at 1050 20th Street, the Sacramento Comedy Spot. They are featuring the Sacramento Comedy Festival. Now, if you haven't been there, they're known for their improv groups that they do every weekend. But this weekend, from the 9th through the 11th, they're going to have improv groups, stand-up comedians, sketch comedy groups from all over the country.
How about that?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a pretty hot ticket right there.
Hysterical. It's kind of a marathon thing they do every year.
How much does that cost? Do you have any idea?
I don't know, but you can get tickets at the SacramentoComedyFest.com.
Okay.
Now we're heading out of town to San Francisco.
That's really funny that he showed the airplane sign, because the little planes that run between Sacramento and San Francisco are never on time. So it's kind of ironic.
Well, and this one is the Ghirardelli Chocolate Festival. They're going to have tastings, ice cream eating contest, a chocolate school, and chocolate chef demonstration.
This is starting to work for me.
With Stephanie's mother, you never seen a little tiny 85-year-old eat ice cream like her. I'm entering her. What's the grand prize?
I don't know what the prize is, but
and
everything
of course
is
it
free.
It would be at Ghirardelli Square.
Ghirardelli Square, yeah.
Okay.
And if it's free, it's
free
me.
Saturday and Sunday of next week. Can you imagine how many people that is going to attract?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be huge.
I mean, you know, like everybody and their uncle. And probably their uncle, too.
Ice cream eating contest. I'm fixated by that. Brain freeze. Yeah. Man. Okay.
Uh-huh. Dip me in a vat of chocolate.
All right. What else you got over there, La Rosa?
Last one. We're heading back to Sacramento.
Wait a minute. One of the most interesting parts of when La Rosa comes in and does one of these little gigs is with the sound effects that he brings with him. What was that?
I think that was it. I'm going to say that was a train whistle.
Yes, sir. That was
train whistle. Okay.
That was the you got it right bell.
Just
right
come
there.
Sometimes they're funnier when you don't have to explain them. I'm just saying.
So, fellas, this is the big one that I'm really hot on this week. It's the Cruise Fest on Fulton Avenue, and this is going to be Saturday.
Next Saturday.
This coming Saturday from 4 to 8:30 p.m. A lot of stuff going on. There'll be 500 classic cars, custom cars, hot rods, Model A's, you know, stuff from the, it's a fundraiser for the California Automobile Museum. So a number of things from their collection will be featured there. Plus, this year we actually got a handful of cars that I'm sure you guys would recognize. They're recreations, they're clones, as seen in the movie American Graffiti.
Yeah, there's Ron Howard's 58 Chevy. Steve brought in some little visuals here.
Yep. Oh, cool.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
We've got Toad's scooter, if you remember Toad.
Toad the Vespa.
Yep.
So people can just go out, if you just go out on Fulton Avenue next Saturday between 4 and 6, all these cool cars are going to be going up and down the street.
They'll be cruising for the first 2 hours, Mark.
Okay.
From Marconi to Cottage.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll all park.
Marconi to El Camino to Cottage. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, that's my old stomping grounds over there, Town and Country Village.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Did you ever cruise Harvey's in the old days?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used to ride my bicycle around Town and Country Village. Of course, that was, 100 years ago or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Anderson Brothers Pharmacy and all of the...
Exactly.
Yeah. Pantry Market.
Well, this is being put on by the Fulton Avenue Association. And by the way, I've got an exclusive just for the Travel Guys.
Okay.
We just stumbled across, right here in Sacramento, the original, the first, the first licensed Batmobile, not the one you've seen on the TV show or any of the movies.
Wow, the real deal?
This was licensed back east by a dairy company that wanted a Batmobile. They contracted with DC Comics. The thing sat in an old warehouse deteriorating. They brought it out here, people bought it, and a local guy restored it, and that's going to be cruising up and down Fulton Avenue.
How cool is that? You know, can I just step in here for a minute and remind people that it's only like a month later, they're having a big car cruise out in Rancho Cordova. They're going to do the Lincoln Highway thing on October the 9th.
There you go. By the way, I keep seeing it on my neighborhood thing in Rancho. It's called the Raven Oaks Neighborhood Watch program.
Uh-huh.
Keep seeing your name pop up on a regular basis, having to do with the Lincoln Highway.
I'm speaking this week.
Yes, what are you doing?
That's like Thursday night to the Rancho Cordova Historical Society type thing. I'm speaking at 6:30 at the City Hall on Thursday night. I forgot all about that. I'm glad you reminded me because I might not. That'd have been pretty embarrassing to be on the posters and then not show up. Steve-O, we have gotten a little bit off base here, but. The car thing on Fulton Avenue, I'm just going to go out and see that. I just have to say. Yes, Mr. Romano.
No, I was just reminding you we only have 1 minute.
We only have 1 minute. Steve, did you have anything else that you wanted to add here since we kind of stole the program away from you there?
No worries. It's free to the public. They expect close to 10,000 people.
Wow.
There will be bands, about a half dozen bands. There will be food trucks. You get to see these cars up close and personal. You can ride in the new energy-efficient electric vehicles that SMUD is going to let people ride in.
Is Governor Brown, Jerry Brown, going to be there with his 74 Plymouth Satellite?
He will not be there, but the Plymouth will be cruising on that day. And by the way, if you want to show your car in the Cruise Fest on Fulton, go to calautomuseum.org. That's calautomuseum.org. Or if you show up that day, enter on El Camino Avenue by Tognati's, and you can register on the day of the event, which is Saturday from 4 to 8:30.
You're going to bring your Vespa down and be in it,
my
Mark?
My Vespa.
Don't you have a Vespa still? You used to
You're
look
dreaming.
Like Vespa kind of guy, don't
Steve,
you think, Clayton?
Thank you for all, as always, for all of the time and effort and energy that you put into. Those were really cool ideas of things to do. So thank you for what's going on.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right.
What's going on next?
Mr. Clayton White is here after the news to talk about Scottish castles. We got to get out of here. Andrew is next on KFBK. Take me
home. Those country roads have taken you once again to... The Travel Guys, heard every Sunday,
That's
3 to 4.
That's pretty catchy the way you did that there.
I don't know.
The country roads have taken you to the Travel Guys.
It just came to me. You know?
It's kind of dark in here because, you know, John was here filming the beginning of the show and
stuff like
that.
Yeah, why don't
you
open those blinds up?
So I'll just go over here and open up the blinds.
Okay, I thought I was going blind.
Yeah, it's a double tree parking lot there.
Why do they call them blind?
Quite a view we have.
Yeah, we're the Travel Guys. It's Mark Hoffman being silly and doing the blinds. I'm Tom Romano, your offstage announcer. Thanks for joining us. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, sometimes to their chagrin.
Yes, I'm sure.
I might point out.
Hey, I have some Sports Leisure to travel vacations sort of news here for the folks who travel with our company. If you're coming to our tour preview day in 2 weeks over at the Red Lion Hotel, if you want to come, please call right away. There are 13 spaces left. There are 600 we can take, and we have 13 seats left.
13 left, and that'll be gone
so
quickly.
Probably Monday or Tuesday. So please come on over and say hello and find out about our new catalog and the like. If you can't make it to Tour Preview Day on the day after here on the Travel Guys, we will have a special catalog review so that folks can who don't come to our preview day, which there would be several thousand of our radio listeners, would get to hear about that. Sports Leisure Vacations has been around for 37 years, and we plan vacations for mostly mature travelers that are really cool and have awesome twists to them and ways to learn about the places that you go to. And we stay in nice hotels and we go to neat places and do neat things. So you should come with us.
With that being said, how's the bus?
How's the bus? Supercoach is still at the bus hospital. It's going to be out for a few more weeks. So if you travel with us, know that the coach with the special leg room and the footrests and all of the tray tables and all those kind of amenities that aren't normally found on charter buses, that bus is not in operation for a few more weeks. So thank you for reminding me that.
Yeah, you're replacing it with one of those things that everybody has to pedal.
But no, we are not.
But you get to drink beer while you do it, right?
You've lost your mind. Poor wife, after 40 years, is she going to come and pick you up at the station this afternoon when we get done?
She probably.
All right, a quick update here I need to give. As you know, a couple of hurricanes passed through the Hawaiian Islands this week, and we have a lot of friends over there in Hawaii, and one of them sent an update, and I promised to share it because a lot of people from California and from Sacramento go to Hawaii. We have a lot of Hawaiian folks who live in our neighborhood, in our area. I have one of them who works for me. And so Lester and Madeline were the two hurricanes, and one went north and one went south. And in a unique twist of fate, which often happens in Hawaii, the weather patterns protected them, but this time it protected them in one direction one day and then the next direction, and the other day the other direction. So they are definitely watched over out there in Hawaii. But if you know folks in Hawaii, they had a lot of winds, especially on the Big Island with the first hurricane. But basically, the power has mostly been restored now and things are pretty much back to normal. So thank you to Lori at Aunt Liliakoi's who sent me that update. And I promised her I would share it on the radio for all the folks around Sacramento who had friends in Hawaii.
Okay, you can follow along, particularly with this next piece, because there's some great pictures and a little bit more information as we go to the Castles of Ireland with Clayton Whitehead. Hi, Clayton. Good to see you.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here.
And you were mentioning it's at travelguysradio.com that you can follow along with what Clayton has to say. So, Mr. Clayton, you have a brand new trip that you put together for next year that I think is really incredibly cool.
Absolutely. I do a trip to Ireland about every 2 or 3 years. It's a wonderful country to visit. No one knows a stranger. It's easy to travel there because they basically speak English. You do have to kind of get used to the accent and the lingo. And also, I found it very interesting that so many of my travelers have bloodlines, ancestry in Ireland. So there's always that feeling of going to the home country and seeing where your people came from. But next year's trip is truly outstanding. It's a bucket list category kind of trip. And whether you're a returning visitor to Ireland or if this is your first trip, I think you'll find exactly what you're looking for.
Now, how many times have you taken people to Ireland?
I've probably been to Ireland a dozen or more times.
So at this point, it'd be fairly safe to say that you're a pretty good guy to go to Ireland with. You kind of know the ropes there.
I think so. Certainly there are some things that you have to do, like touring the capital city and seeing the Book of Kells and going to Waterford and checking out the fabulous crystal. But this trip is really spectacular, and the name says it all. It's called Ireland's Castles, Manor Houses, and Gardens. And in many tours, you would tour a lot of castles and manor houses and house museums and things of that nature. But on this particular departure, we stay in them.
Ooh.
It's really exciting. Only 3 different historic structures will be our accommodations during the trip. So we move at a rather easy pace. The first is called Mount Juliet Resort. It's a centuries old estate, but it was purchased by the Earl of Somerset for his new bride, Juliet. And the manor house was built in 1755. It's now been converted into a boutique inn, and we will be living the life of Riley, I guess, is what you'd say in Ireland, right? This is a Gilded Age mansion, so it's going to be kind of like staying in Downton Abbey.
So is it just your group that's there, or is this a big
hotel?
We
have nearly every room in the place, nearly every room.
So it's almost a private kind of thing.
It absolutely is.
Sounds really special.
So after a few nights at Mount Juliet, and that's down in the south of Ireland, in the town of Thomastown, near Kilkenny, that's probably a destination people know a little bit better, and near Waterford, then we're going to head up to the extreme north, not Northern Ireland, but the north of Ireland, and we'll be staying in County Donegal for the next 3 nights, and this is an absolutely amazing place we'll be staying. It's called the Low Esky Castle. And the history of that particular structure dates back to the 1400s. It's the only five-star resort in Northern Ireland, and I could read a whole long list of accolades about this place. And as beautiful as the home is, which you can see online, the gardens are equally beautiful, and we'll have ample time to enjoy this great castle and garden complex.
Now, Clayton, you're going to Ireland in April, in early April.
Yes.
And so we always talk about, you know, taking people places at the best time of the year. So what's the best time to go to Ireland?
Usually my trips in the past, quite honestly, have always been in the summertime. Now, rain is prevalent there throughout the year, so there isn't really a rainy season or not in Ireland. I specifically chose to move this one to April for two reasons. One was availability. These properties, quite frankly, would not give me a block of rooms at any other time of the year or not during their peak season of the summertime. But I decided to build this tour with this garden focus going in April. That's spring for them, just like it is for us. And these gardens are going to be blooming beautifully. And then, as many of you know, I'm not the sports and sports leisure, but there is one sport that I dearly love, and it's horse racing. I have an attention span that allows me to watch a two-minute race from start to finish without being distracted. So on the very first day of our trip, we're going to spend quite a few hours at Irish National Stud, which is the thoroughbred breeding facility, the primary thoroughbred breeding facility in Ireland. And that's right when the foals should be falling. I think that's the right word.
The foals
fall.
Yeah, not the breeding season.
No, not the breeding. This will be
a family program.
Yeah, 9 months past or however long.
However long horses.
And then I have to quickly say our third castle is called Barberstown. It's in suburban Dublin, though in a very rural area, and it dates to the 13th century. I stayed here the last time I was in Ireland, and I have to say they have the most beautiful bathrooms I've ever seen.
Can I ask you something, Clayton? Besides the castles, besides the accommodations, what's the best part of this trip to Ireland?
The bathrooms, clearly.
besides the accommodations and the bathrooms.
Thanks for spoiling the moment there, Ramona.
I have to say the best part is the Irish people. They're the nicest folks in the world. No one knows a stranger. They like to meet in the pub and just talk and have a good time. They like to go to church. They play hard and pray hard is what I often say about the Irish. They're just lovely people.
So it must be a place that you enjoy, because if you've been back there all these numbers of times.
Very much. I have to confess, my bloodline is Scottish, but there's not too much difference between the Scots and the Irish. We love each other.
It would be safe to say that several hundred people have enjoyed Ireland with you over the years.
Absolutely.
This is a very special trip. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and there is a link there to Ireland's castles, manor houses, and gardens. Thank you, Mr. Clayton, for coming in and sharing a little bit about us. Oh, and you, last night, you were at a very special community event that I wanted you to mention.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to my friend Judy, who's listening to the show right now with her mom. Last night, Judy and I went and very proudly represented Sports Leisure Vacations at the 8th annual Country in the Hills, which is the primary fundraising event for the Remember a Vet Wreath Project. I was the guest of Curtis and Susie Stocking, who started this organization 10 years ago.
Tom, you remember Curtis has been on the program
to talk about
the Wreath Project.
Absolutely.
With this, they're forming this organization corresponded with the beginning of the Sacramento Valley National Cemetery. In 2006, they live in the community. And in 2006, there were about 300 graves. And Curtis and a couple of his friends got together and decided, hey, let's go get some wreaths and let's decorate these graves. And it's quite an interesting story to hear how they managed to find 300 wreaths with one day's notice, but they managed. Well, the next year it was 1,500, and the next year it was 4,000. They eventually founded a nonprofit, and now in its 10th year, in 2016, they will anticipate that they'll be decorating 18,000 graves at the cost of about $150,000.
Wow.
So Sports Leisure has been a proud contributor to their fund for the last number of years, and if anybody would like to learn more about it, it's www.rememberavet.net.
Now they're going to have a day in December when they go out and put the wreaths on the graves, the 16th of December, and we are going to invite our listeners to go out and join Tom and I and go out on a Saturday and help them place some additional things on the some wreaths on the graves out there. So.
Absolutely, it's a big public celebration. Really, when they unload the trucks, the wreaths are fresh. Evergreen wreaths that they buy in Oregon, they're shipped down here. Unloading the truck and then actually placing them on the graves is what they oversee. It's inspirational. It's a very kind and appropriate observance around the holiday season, I think. And also, please note, listeners, if you have a friend or a loved one who happens to rest there in the Sacramento Valley National Cemetery, you can make arrangements to go out and decorate your own, you know, the grave of your choosing prior to the public event when every grave will be decorated.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Clayton.
All right. You're listening to The Travel Guys. Coming up, Gwen Duncan joins us. There's a difference, you know, when you purchase tickets in a group and sometimes when you buy them separately.
Sometimes it's better to buy airline tickets one at a time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's better to buy airline. If you've got a group of 6 or 8 or 10 people, sometimes it's better to buy them separately and sometimes it's better to buy them together. And Gwen is here to tell us why that is.
Right here on The Travel Guys, coming up in 3.5.
You can fly that plane. You can take a ride on this one and only train. We can travel, you and me. Overland.
Here's our buddy from Down the Land Down Under doing his little travel song.
See the sun.
Oh, he sounds like Bob Dylan to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he does. I like that song, though.
We are The Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, Mark and Tom. Everything we talk about, pretty much. Almost all, but not everything, is at travelguysradio.com.
All the legal stuff.
Yeah, and don't forget now you can find us at kfbk.com on your computer, streaming live. And if you happen to be pretty much anywhere with a smart device and you can get your iHeartRadio app a working, and you'll find us there.
We have one little piece of business here to announce for one more week. This is our last winner, our last listen to the radio and be a winner, and pretty soon our mystery spot contest, which we have had successfully on The Travel Guys a couple times in the past. We'll be back. But Susan Tucker is the last person who has an opportunity to win a $100 travel card from Sports Leisure Vacations if you call Monday or Tuesday. Susan was on the Laguna Pageant trip recently, so congratulations, Susan. You will be our very last winner. So, what is LaRosa interrupting you with there?
I don't know what that is. You interrupted me while I was reading it.
I see.
That's what happens when you got smartphones with great stuff on them. Uh-huh. They can interrupt even the middle of a great radio show like this.
You think?
Are we in any kind of a position to talk about the mystery contest?
Are we? Well, not.
I mean, you can't reveal what we're going to do.
Well, I mean, we're going to do what we did in the past, which is we give clues. And during the week, if you're listening to the station, you will be able to hear a clue or two during our promotions. And you will also be able to get a clue off of the Travel Guys Radio website during the week, which will lead you to a mystery spot. And for 6 weeks, we will allow people to call in and guess the mystery spot. And then those 6 winners will all have a playoff. And eventually, someone will win a trip for 2 to Hawaii or New York City. So that's it's about a $3,000 prize. So it's kind of, you know, if it's kind of worth working for.
Okay. It's worth us basically setting a reminder to be joining the Travel Guys between 3 and 4. Well, we're still trying to hook up with Gwen Duncan.
We are. And Gwen was going to come to us and talk to us about airfares and about why. Unfortunately, I have some information here on what Gwen was going to say. So if we don't get Gwen here shortly, we can talk about what it was that she was going to share with us. And what she was talking about is, you know, Tom, if you go to buy an airline ticket, sometimes you go online and you're looking at a price and you'll see $298 for a fare. Now, you don't know, although the airlines now are doing little things to entice you, only one ticket left, only 2 tickets left at this price. And it is, there might only be one ticket there, but there might be 6 or 8 tickets at that price. So if you try to buy one ticket, you may be able to get it for $298. But if you try to buy even 2 tickets,
right,
the price may go up to $318, let's say, per ticket. So you don't get any $298 tickets if you're trying to buy 2. But if you'd put in 1 ticket to start with, you might have gotten a lower fare. And indeed, if you were trying to buy half a dozen tickets, maybe if you went in at $298 and said, give me 1 ticket, and it said, okay, well, first you check out the price for 6. Say it's $348. So now you go in and check out the price for 1, and it's $298. Okay? So you buy the 1 ticket. You go back and buy a 2nd ticket. Once again, it's $298.
And buying them one at a time.
One at a time.
Not in a group.
Exactly, because there may be 1 or 2 or 3 or even 5 tickets left in that particular fare price bin, and you can take all of them out. But if you put in a number that exceeds the number that is in the bin, then you're not going to, then it's going to automatically kick you up to the next price. Does that make sense?
It does. What airlines do you find this to occur in?
And
I mean, here again, I don't find it with Southwest, whatever prices they are, you know, pretty much is across
the board. Well, that's exactly
the
example I was going to use, is that if, again, if you go in, if there's only one ticket left in that lower price bin, mm-hmm. if you enter one, it'll show up. If you enter two, three, four, or five, that price of that one cheaper ticket will not show up. You won't get a chance to buy one ticket cheaper.
It'll just say that it's unavailable.
It'll just shoot you the higher price.
Oh.
It'll shoot you the next bit, the
okay.
next fare
all
up.
Right. Yeah.
And people who tell us, you know, some people have been telling us that there are folks who mess around with that the airlines are messing with us in terms of, you log onto a site, you look up a ticket, you go back 20 minutes or an hour or 3 days later on the same computer and the airline knows it's you, and suddenly the price is always higher. And the airlines say there is absolutely no possibility that that can be happening. But I'm telling you that I have screenshots where it has actually happened.
We have the infamous Gwen Duncan. We have reached her. Hello, Gwen. Thank you.
Hello. I had a hard time getting through today.
Well, and Gwen, if you, I don't know if you've heard me trying to explain to folks kind of what you were going to talk about today, and that was that sometimes it is financially advantageous to buy airline tickets one at a time sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a sad thing because people will go on Kayak or something and they'll see what the lowest rate is, or the one that has the nicest schedule or whatever. Then they'll go through the book and the price will say the price changed or something. And what they do is maybe only one person can get the lower rate and one person has to go to the next highest rate, which is usually about 20 or 30 bucks. But when that happens and they're traveling together, they both have to travel.
Gwen, we're going to have to cut you loose here because the connection is so poor that we're only getting about half of what you. So we're going to have to let Gwen go. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. Well, it's live radio, you know.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And we tell people calling us on cell phones that sometimes if cell phones aren't, you know, they're better than they used to be, but they're not always perfect. Hey, listen, on TravelGuysRadio.com. Did you know you can go there and get, you can subscribe to the podcast. It costs you nothing. All you have to do is enter your email at the top of the website and we'll send you a note that gives you a copy of the program in your mailbox, a link to the program every week without the commercials.
I know. And, you know, the interesting thing about that now being part of the TravelGuysRadio.com is that it was actually a suggestion on behalf of one of our listeners who, you know, says, well, you know, I never know when the show is going to be posted because
Right. Sometimes
it would be posted on a Monday, sometimes it'd be posted on a Wednesday, and they got tired of poking around trying to figure out when and where.
Uh-huh.
And now you don't have to do that
because we'll send you a note on Monday afternoon that says, hey, it's here now and you can listen to it. So if you didn't get a chance to. Hey, also on the website is a thing this week. We sometimes post things that we don't talk about on the air, which is why you should fiddle around there once in a while. Or if you're needing your passport renewed or you just need some information about travel, there are a lot of resources there. 12 travel apps you need on your phone. I don't know. We've got about literally a minute here. But if you go to Travel Guys Radio, we've got Google Translate, City Maps to Go. That sounds like a good one. Viator. This allows you to buy passes and book tours led by local providers ahead of time. The U.S. State Department Smart Traveler app. There is an app called Overnight, which specializes in last-minute lodging options in local homes. So sounds like kind of a last-minute B&B. Glimpse, Dropbox, which is good for keeping offline maps, in-flight entertainment, and all your travel photos in one device. So travel apps, there. I won't go into all of them, but there are 12 of them. There's a list of all of them there if you are an app freak at TravelGuysRadio.com.
What's your favorite travel app? You're always on your device when you travel. What do you find most useful?
Probably OpenTable for restaurant reservations, I would say, is the one. I don't use a lot of apps, but and the airline apps are very good for figuring out. United has a great thing to show you where your airplane is coming from. So,
well, there you go. Finally, one last happy anniversary to my wife after 40 years. I hope all of you have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week, 3 o'clock, and do it all again right here on The Travel Guys.
Thanks to Steve LaRosa and Clayton Whitehead, and we'll see you next Sunday.